Governor Rick Snyder was questioned today by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee as it continued its probe of the Flint water crisis. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta was in Washington for the hearing. He joins us now via Skype. Quite a day for the governor and for EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, wasn't it, Rick?
Yeah, I would say in the realm of congressional hearings, it sort of amounted to a high noon moment, or maybe a few of them, you know, in this morning-long hearing.
What were the main questions the panel asked of Governor Snyder? What were they going after?
I mean, it depends on whether it was the Republicans or the Democrats, because they both came into this with different goals. With Democrats, it was actually an attack on his very premise of governing, that you can make government be more efficient like a business, and sort of forced Governor Snyder into a corner, saying, yes, he understands that government is not a business and can't always be run like a business, but he did try to make things more efficient. He did acknowledge, again, as he has multiple times in sometimes emotional terms, that the system failed, that he failed, that a lot of government agencies failed the people of Flint.
And when he was asked by New Jersey Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman whether the EM law failed in preventing the crisis, he said that would be a fair conclusion. How significant was that answer, Rick?
This is the first time that he acknowledged that there might be shortcomings in the emergency manager law. And remember, he had to defend not just the law on this, he had to defend the process, that the law was passed, that it was reversed in a voter referendum. The governor and the legislature turned around and passed a new EM law, but then put an appropriation in it to make it immune to another referendum. You know, the people in Flint have said that this law was forced down our throats with no recourse, and the governor is now playing defense on that action.
And to that point, let's take a listen to a moment very early in the governor's testimony. Here he is.
I'm always going to kick myself that our people should have spoken up. I should have asked tougher questions. I should have done more.
Now, you have covered Rick Snyder right from the get-go. Where was he emotion-wise in this moment, do you think?
For this governor, as he has before on this topic and pretty much only on this topic, displayed emotion, remorse. You know, his voice will break, or, you know, maybe he'll raise it. And he was kind of here saying, I'm heartbroken over this. I'm acknowledging responsibility over this. But now he wants others, primarily in the Environmental Protection Agency, to do the same.
I want to talk about the climate in the room. Let's take a listen to part of the exchange between the governor and Pennsylvania Democrat Matt Cartwright.
You did not declare a state of emergency until January 2016. Isn't that true?
I took immediate action. As soon as I learned there was a lead issue, we started issuing filters to people, doing water testing, doing blood testing.
Governor,
and to be open,
Snyder,
with you, I wish more would have been done.
Plausible deniability only works when it's plausible. And I'm not buying that you didn't know about any of this until October 2015. You were not in a medically induced coma for a year. And I've had about enough of your false contrition and your phony apologies. And there you are, dripping with guilt, withdrawing your paycheck, hiring lawyers at the expense of the people, and doing your dead-level best to spread accountability to others.
You know, Rick, did that type of questioning, and some would call it grandstanding, did it produce any answers of substance for the committee?
I think that committee members, certainly the people that were there from Flint, felt like they weren't any closer to answers as to what went wrong, why it went wrong, who knew what when, and what's going to happen next than they were at the beginning of the hearings, both today and on Tuesday. That moment that you just played was sort of the first time that it got really heated, where, you know, the congressman called on Governor Snyder to resign for his failures. And we saw that multiple times. Democrats saying that Governor Snyder should resign. Republicans saying that the EPA administrator, Gina McCarthy, should resign. And she was also playing defense, saying there was more that the EPA could have done, but none of this would have happened if Michigan environmental regulators had done what they should have done in the first place, which was order that the water be treated with anti-corrosion chemicals.
Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta with us now from Washington. Rick, thanks so much.
Glad to do it.